Let us go today before the Lord in prayer as a body of believers, asking God to continue to watch over us and guide us and our families. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come before you giving you thanks, God. It's only through your power, your mercy, God, that we're able to see the lessening of this pandemic on our lives, God, as we stay obedient to your word in ways, as we draw ourselves closer to you, God. You said in your word you would draw closer to us. Lord, you're so faithful. And we're so grateful. We're so thankful, God, for all that you do for us, the love and kindness you show to us, God. And when we turn back to you, God, you turn back to us and you show us favor. You make a way out for us. You guide us through, God, that we are able to lift up our hands and give you honor and praise for all that you do, for all that you are. It's in you, Jesus, that we're able to sing to the Lord, to sing joy in our hearts that so many of us still remain, that we'll mourn the loss of so many. We ask, God, to have your way with us, to instruct and guide us in how to continue to partake of you, to drink of you, to thirst for you. We ask you to guide us today as we open up our hearts and minds to your word and your ways. Through your Son, Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. So let's review today a cup of salvation as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit. See, the use of a cup in fulfilling God's plan should have a meaning for all believers. Not because of what the cup is made of, but because of what the cup fulfills in a believer's life. God's word is filled with stories of how God used the cup to teach us about his salvation. We know how God, through Joseph, used the cup of Pharaoh to bring about his purpose and plan in that situation. A cup is used to bring forth Joseph's gift of interpreting visions and dreams. See, God wants to enlighten us about our portion, what he has prepared for us so we could drink of God's salvation for our life and experience God's in our life and in our family life. So you and I have to see the importance of the cup of salvation. See, God used the cup to deal with Joseph's brothers. Joseph learned how it was part of God's plan to bring him to Egypt and use a cup to get his brothers to bring Joseph's father and family to Egypt so he could take care of them. God used a lamb and a cup to teach King David. The prophet Nathan told David a story about how a rich man took advantage of a poor man who raised a little ewe lamb and fed the ewe lamb, and the ewe lamb drank from the poor man's cup. And then when a traveler came, the rich man took the poor man's ewe lamb and killed it and prepared a meal for the traveler. And David was angry and disgusted. And then Nathan told King David that he has been acting the same way as this rich man toward the people of God. See, when God assigns us a cup with our portion in it, he then secures a path for us. If we can remain faithful to the things of God, all that God has promised, all that God has spoken about in our life will come to fruition if we can remain faithful to the portion God has given us. So if we keep to the Lord before us and not forsake him, our heart will be glad, our tongue will rejoice, because the Lord has given us salvation. He has shown us our portion of his salvation that he's prepared for us. The Lord will not abandon us. We will live to complete our assignment, fulfill our portion if we remain faithful to God. God is faithful, and therefore you and I must become faithful in the things of God. Go with me to Psalm chapter 16, verses 5-10. When God shows us our portion, he makes then our purpose and work clear. And we must remain faithful and obedient to it at all costs and in all circumstances and situations. Psalms chapter 16, verses 5 to 10 says, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. Praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I've set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also rests secure because you have not abandoned me to the grave. The cup of salvation of God gives a believer not only contains their portion, their assignment, it contains salvation for their soul. David shared with us in Psalm 23 how God protects us as we walk through the valley of shadow of death. We don't have to fear no evil because God is with us. God prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil. God gives us a cup of salvation for us to carry that is filled with God's will for our lives. The Lord will cause our cup to overflow if we remain faithful to his will and ways. See, if we are now accountable to God, and he's going to give us our portion and make it steadfast in us. But he's also going to judge us. See, in the Lord's hand, there's a cup full of foam and mixture of spices, the word of God says. He pours it out on the wicked to drink it. Therefore, we must be careful with what we do with our cup. So the Lord does not replace our cup of salvation with a cup that's full of wrath. We must be careful how we walk and how we live. And now that God has shown us our portion, has given us our walk of salvation with him. We don't want to experience the wrath of God. We must show the Lord we're trustworthy by lifting up our cup of salvation and calling on the name of Jesus. We proclaim to the Lord that we'll fulfill our vows. We'll be faithful. We'll be obedient. We'll be complete our assignment as instructed by God. We will not fail. We will continue in the ways of God. See, I had to learn a hard lesson about maintaining something that was freely given to me. See, most of us, when someone freely gives us something, we waste it. It means nothing to us. Why? Because it costs us nothing. Therefore, we do not honor it. We do not take care of it. And what was freely given then is being taken away from us. See, many are not willing to teach about God's wrath. But I would not be a trustworthy and faithful servant if I neglected to share God's whole truth. And God's cup has two purposes. It gives salvation to those who partake of it and honor it. But for those who reject the Lord cup of wrath will be poured out upon them. And you and I have to receive this, Lord. We know there's blessings and curses. We know there's salvation and there's wrath coming. You and I can't be deceived about this. And though we currently live under grace, the day of God's wrath is coming. Moses lay before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights because of the sins of Israel caused God to be angry. Moses was afraid that God would cause his wrath to break out and destroy the people. But the Lord listened to Moses and they were saved. And even today, that the Lord allows diseases and plagues to come forth, we should seek the God because he's the same God as he was then. And he can still save. The prophet Isaiah was sent to warn God's people, to tell them to wake up. They did not realize that they were drinking from God's cup of wrath. They were drinking from the goblet that makes men stagger. But they thought in their mind they was drinking from God's cup of salvation. They was deceived. They needed to wake up and see the truth. See, when they would not listen to Isaiah, God sent the prophet Jeremiah to warn them. God instructed Jeremiah to take the cup that was filled with God's wrath and make the people drink of it. And when someone drinks of God's wrath, it makes the person stagger and go mad. They're ruined. They become an obstacle of horror and scorn, and they're cursed. See, but we serve a God that is love. And God wants no one to perish. But he must deal with our transgressions. See, God sent Israel to Babylon for their transgression. The Lord's going to deal with our transgressions. Babylon was a cup of gold in God's hand, and the Lord made the whole world drink of his madness. But we serve a patient God. And he's holding back his wrath so we have time to repent. God shows us great patience instead of pouring out his wrath upon us. God is patient with objects prepared for destruction, and God is patient making the rich of his glory known to the objects of mercy who he has prepared. And we must do everything we can to avoid the coming wrath of God. We must live at peace with one another. We must love and not seek revenge. We must care for each other and leave room for God's wrath. He will deal with those who are enemies of God. For the Lord says, it is mine to avenge, I will repay. See, we cannot allow this world or anything in it to deceive us. God's wrath is coming, and we don't want no part of it. Therefore, we must be careful how we pattern ourselves and how we walk, because we need to be children of the light. We're in Christ Jesus now. We can't be looking for the things that brings forth the wrath of God in our lives. We can't desire it. We can't have a thirst for it. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. Jesus made a way for us to partake of God's salvation. Now you and I must keep to it. We must continue to drink of it. We must be thirsty for it. We must seek it with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8 says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes upon those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. And we must live now as children of light. God's wrath is going to break out on this earth. And our status and our wealth will not matter. God's word says it's going to break out on the generals, the rich, the mighty, and the slaves. Many will run and hide in caves. They're going to call for rocks to fall on them so they're hidden from God's face. God's wrath will be poured out in bowls, the word of God says. The first bowl will cause ugly and painful scores to break out. The second bowl will turn into blood like that of a dead man, and everything in the sea will die. And the third bowl will turn rivers and springs into blood. And the fourth bowl will cause the sun to scorch the people with fire. And the fifth bowl will cause the beast to be plunged into darkness. And the sixth bowl of the wrath of God will dry up the land. And the seventh bowl of God's wrath will be poured out into the air. And a voice will be heard that said, it is done. You and I must see this as a real plan of God. For those who are disobedient, who have not accepted fully the word of God into their hearts, who have not called and sought the Lord to lead and guide them in this life. Christ is going to come dressed in a robe dripping in blood. And his name is the word of God. The armies of heaven will follow him. They'll be riding on white horses dressed in fine linen. And out of his mouth will come swords that strike down the nations. We need to avoid being part of the wrath of God. You and I must see this. We must be in the salvation of God. We must do it now while we have time. We must repent of our sin and get our lives in line with the will of God, so we're drinking of the salvation of God. We must desire God's cup of salvation, received from the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus into our hearts, and drink of the Lord. Christ taught us about receiving the one the Father sent. He spoke to us about receiving those he sends as if we're receiving him and the one who sent him. The Lord taught us to be faithful and obedient, to love as his disciples, so we do not lose our share in God's salvation. We must drink from the same cup Christ drank. He did not come to serve, be served, but to serve. He gave his life as a ransom for many. And if we drink from the same cup of Christ, we will have the heart to serve and not be served. We must deny ourselves and give our lives over to Christ Jesus and God the Father. We have to take up our cup of God's salvation. But not only clean the outside of a cup, we must first clean the inside of it. Otherwise, we will be hypocrites. We remain full of greed and self-indulgence, remain blind, drinking of God's wrath and not of God's salvation. Christ Jesus and God the Father wants to break bread with us, to sup with us, to have us enter into his salvation. See, we must eat and drink of Christ's body, of his blood, that was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Christ promised his followers that he would drink of the cup of salvation with us when we enter into God's kingdom. You and I have to have a desire for this. We have to see the purpose of all this, of what God's bringing us into when we come into Christ Jesus. He prepares a cup for you. He prepares a place for us. And we must carry the cup of salvation. It requires that we remain steadfast just as Christ was steadfast in the Father's will. We must be steadfast in Christ Jesus. We must give ourselves over to the desires of God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. Go with me to Matthew chapter 26, verses 39 to 42. Can we be faithful and obedient to God? Can we partake and drink of the cup of God's salvation? Are we worthy of it? Or do we need to learn how to trust in God, how to put our faith in the Lord, how to grow our faith, how to mature so we're worthy to drink of the cup of God's salvation? Matthew chapter 26, verses 39 to 42 says, going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to the disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" And Peter answered, "Watch and pray so you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "Father, if it's possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done." See, God, salvation works through all who are called. It's just not for a few that are chosen. See, when the disciples tried to stop those who were not one of them from driving out demons in the name of Jesus, Jesus said, "Anyone who is not against us is for us." We all must work to spread the good news about God's salvation. Our calling from God the Father in Christ Jesus must always agree with God's word and be in line with God's will and spirit. God's prophets and disciples and apostles were not called to live a life as they please, but one of faith and obedience to God. Christ Jesus was not sent by the Father to live as a king on this earth, but to die as a savior. Therefore, we must be careful about claiming a cup of salvation designed for us, but we live like kings and queens in a world controlled by Satan. We may think we're drinking from God's cup of salvation when it's really a cup from Satan. And we know the story. We know what Satan was trying to offer our Lord Christ Jesus of all the plenty of this earth. If he would just drink of it, if he would just bow down, if he would just partake of what Satan was offering him. See, a cup that makes us like Judas will betray Christ Jesus for a few pieces of gold and silver. You and I can't be drinking of that cup. The portion of Christ pours out in our cup is worth more than what we can obtain in this world. It's very precious to us. It is for us. It is what God has for you. And you and I must hold it as a precious thing from God, prepared for us, given to us, created for us. And it's important that we know where we stand, whether we're in the body of Christ or outside of it. We cannot be mistaken. We cannot drink of God's cup of salvation and drink of the cup of demons. We cannot have a part of God's table in a part of the tables of demons. If we drink from the Lord's cup, we know what Christ's death on the cross means to us. And we carry that in our hearts all the days of our life, day and night. Therefore, let us examine ourselves before we eat of this bread and drink of this cup. But anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of Christ eats and drinks judgment on themselves. We need to understand what we're doing here. We're not just coming to do a religious thing. What we're partaking of the promises of God. We're partaking of what God has prepared for us. And we need to take that seriously. We must know from whose cup we're drinking. Is it the cup of God's salvation or is it the cup of demons that Satan is offering? So we know by which cup we're drinking. Are we drinking from the cup that Satan has to offer us? That he's trying to tempt us, enticing us to drink from? See, when we drink of this cup, don't we call ourselves a religious person? See, we're drinking of that which is of Satan. The desires, the greed, the injustice, the faithfulness, the unloving that we have in us, caring only for self. We know this is not God's cup of salvation because of what it produces in us. The things that come out of us, selfishness and the greed that come out of us, we're drinking from the cup of Satan. We're partaking of something that is going to destroy us. Destroy our soul, mind, and body. Though we may partake of this cup of Satan for a little while and things may go well for us, you and I have to understand God's wrath is coming. And he'll make us drink from it. And what comes out of this will destroy us. Because we took of the cup of Satan, and therefore God's wrath will come forth, and he'll make us drink it. He'll make us take it down, and it'll produce darkness in us. It'll cause us to experience suffering in our lives. We'll be scorned. We'll be dishonored because we partook of this world, and therefore we now have to drink of God's wrath. See, but if we partake of the cup of salvation, that cup that holds the blood of Christ Jesus, then you and I start drinking of God's salvation. And it will change us. We'll be a person of love, a person of patience and kindness, a person of mercy and grace, of hope. We'll have a heart for all mankind. So if we drink of the cup of salvation that God gives us, we'll carry our cross. We'll be faithful to serve the Lord. We'll raise up our cup and drink of the Lord. We'll give thanks to God for his salvation that saved us from darkness, that saved us from this world. But the love of God tastes good to us. And we continue to drink of it. We continue to take the blood of Christ Jesus to purify us, to sanctify us, to create us into the person that God wants us to be. You and I got to continue to drink of the salvation of God. From now on, we have to work on our salvation so we can continue to drink of God's salvation, be blessed, and then turn around and bless others. Our deeds are going to be recorded, so it matters how we live for the judgment of our soul. So we need to make sure which cup we're drinking. It matters if we're found drinking of the cup of salvation while thirsting and trusting and believing in God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus, waiting on Christ to return. It will matter on Judgment Day which cup we've been drinking from. For those who are living in the body of Christ, who partake and drink of God's cup of salvation, we have life not only in this world, but in the world to come. Therefore, we lift up our cup in honor to God to demonstrate our faith in Christ Jesus. See, because no one knows the day when the Lord will return. And God gives us salvation, which is a free gift. But we can't let it pass us by. Not for the things of this life. Not for the things of the world. Not for what Satan is offering us. See, we can't let this time pass us by. Life is too short. You don't know the hour in the day God's going to call you home. You must start drinking now. You must put your faith in God now. You can't let it pass you by. Praise God. God has given us his one and only son so you and I can have life and eternal life with God. Praise the Lord. Christ, in obedience to God the Father, laid out his life to be a savior for us, to be a risen hope for us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you drink of the cup to provide a way for the whole world to be saved. You drink in obedience to the Father. Thank you, Jesus. No one else could have done this. No one was worthy of drinking from the cup you drink. Therefore, we stand today and we choose to drink of either one or two cups. Which one will we choose? The cup of demons, which will receive all the things Satan offers us, therefore force us into drinking, therefore the cup of God's wrath because we chose the cup of demons? Or do we drink of God's cup of salvation when it's filled with the blood of Christ, which purifies and sanctifies our soul? We know which cup we're drinking by what it produces in us. Which cup we're drinking in wrath or salvation. Which cup are you looking to drink from? And you have to choose here. For God's cup is far better. Because, see, no matter who we are, we understand a couple of things. The love is better than hate. Caring is better than injustice. Peace is better than war. And faith is better than worry. The spirit is better than fear. See, God's cup of salvation is full of hope, is full of peace and love and joy and eternal life to those who continue to drink of it, who continue to have it before them, who continue to take it down and drink it night and day. Therefore, let us pick up our cup. Pick up your portion. And show the whole world that you drink of God. Not only that, you pick up your cup and you have your cup in one hand and a cross in the other hand. And you are able to fight off Satan. You're able to resist the devil. Resist his offering. Continue to drink of what God has you. Have one cup full of God's promises and one cup based on the blood of Christ Jesus, and bring everything to God. Overcome everything in Christ Jesus. These two things enable us to stay mindful of the things of God, what God has prepared for us and what Christ has done for us. Let no one deceive you. You and I must make a choice. From whose cup are we drinking? Father, we ask that you help us today. Help us, Lord, choose wisely to continue to drink of you and your son. So drink of the cup, God, you prepared for us. And then turn around and teach our children how to drink of that cup. So God, you will give them what you prepared for them. The goodness, the love, the kindness, the mercy and peace, God, the prosperity that you have for them, God. Lord, we ask you to be with us today. Give us understanding. Let us drink of the cup of God's salvation, where mercy and grace continues all the way to the end. May God guide you and bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.